My name is Caden King. This interview is on a hunting trip we did in Wyoming in 2014 with my dad, Tim King. The first question is, why were you in Cody, Wyoming in 2014?
Well, we were in Cody, Wyoming for a hunting trip that we took with a friend and his son. And we went with his dad and some other friends, and we went deer hunting.
How did you get there?
We drove my truck and an enclosed trailer with all of our stuff, coolers and food, and a buggy that we use to get around, all of our gear, tents, and we drove from Ventura, California into about 15 hours away the first day, and then the second day was about eight or 9 hours away, and we got to Cody, and then from Cody we stayed the night and went into Sunlight Basin is where we camped.
What was your first thing to do when you got there?
The first thing we did when we got there was to set up camp. We have two wall tents that we set up with wood-burning stoves, with all of our cots, with our sleeping arrangements, our hunting gear, our guns, food, and everything that we needed to set up. We did that on our first day in.
What was your daily routine to prepare for what you were doing?
Our daily routine was we woke up early, made lunches, made sure there was no food or drinks in the tent. We were in a bear populated area, and we had to be safe that way. But we prepared our food, our hunting gear, our first aid, anything that we needed to be on this, you know, that we would need to have for that day, we prepared for.
What kind of things did you do in between your priorities?
Well, we were there to hunt for deer, but when we weren't hunting for deer, there is a river that flows through the campground or around the campground, and we fished. We also drove a little four-wheel drive buggy around and just looked at everything that was there. We were in a beautiful area in the high mountains, about 9,000 feet in elevation, to where we were camping, and it's just a beautiful area. So we did a lot of sightseeing and fishing.
Did you find what you were looking for?
Yes, so we did find what we were looking for on a day. I don't recall exactly what day it was. We stayed there for 2 weeks, and it was probably, it was the last hunting day, legal hunting day. And that's when we did find the deer that I shot. But yes, we did.
What did you learn in the process of finding what you were looking for?
Well, this was our first time at this location, and it was a very strenuous. We had to endure hours of hiking and the conditions. I had fallen in the river in the morning first thing, and got wet, and it was snowing. And we just, instead of going back to camp and changing, we pushed on, and we hiked up mountains that we weren't expecting or didn't know that we were going to hike up, and we did. And it was very a long day, very tiring. I learned to persevere, to push, to endure, just to not knowing what was there or what could be there. And it just, we did things that probably we thought we couldn't do, but we accomplished other things other than just getting a deer.
What were your favorite parts of the trip?
My favorite parts personally were hanging out with my friends and their family and my family, and just being away from civilization, being away from phone service, computers, work, traffic, city life, just being in the outdoors and just you and nature, and where we go, it really sincerely is that. It's almost scary, in a point because we are so far off the beaten path, but that was my favorite.
What happened after you fulfilled your hunting obligations?
Well, after the deer was shot, we hiked it back to camp. We cleaned it. We took it into a butcher, which bagged it and put it on ice and then sent it to us. And we also took the head to the taxidermist, which helped us with the location where we found this. And so we were very excited to be able to take that to him and show him what we had done and tell our story to him. And he showed me a deer that he shot in the same location, which was the same genetics as the deer that I got. I mean, it was unmistakably on the visual. And but yeah, that was a lot of fun to do that.
Would you recommend this experience to friends or family?
I would. It's a very, you have to be dedicated, committed to do this. But if you have that and you have the right gear and clothing and just the mentality is there, and yes, I would.
Would you ever do this again?
Absolutely. From that was 2014. We've gone every year since, and we are going again this year, hopefully to the same location. We're not sure yet, but yes, it's a feeling or an experience that I don't feel anybody can explain or talk over, you know, an interview. I feel there's things that you learn there and go through that are lifelong, just experiences that you can't even explain.
Thank you for your time. I hope you enjoy the interview. Thank you for doing this interview.